This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Well, good morning, Wairarapa. Morena, kia ora tātou, and welcome to our weekly program initiative by Arrow FM 92.7. My name is Alex, and I'm your host. The program is called Energise Yourself, and it's a health and fitness podcast, and our goal is to bring you local expertise and communicate to the Wairarapa community ideas and insights and data covering your health and well-being, from fitness ideas on designing the best programs, nutrition ideas, injury recovery, and all parts in and around and in between those subjects. Each half-hour session will have a guest qualified to present on a different aspect of our well-being, with a purpose to assist us to take action and get mobile, remembering everybody can move something, and movement creates energy. So our guest this morning on Energise Yourself is Jake Moffat. Jake is a personal trainer and partner at Strengths Nation in Carterton. He's got a great story going back to the age of 12 when he got involved with weight training. He tells his story way better than I do. So welcome, Jake, and over to you.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, mate.
Right. What sort of started me in my fitness journey was I've always sort of been able to have a go at anything, really. Anything athletic, sports, purely just for fun, really. But probably around the age of, would have been about 9, maybe 8, I fell in love with martial arts. That probably started it. Fell right into that, put all my track, actually really started to build a consistent training routine and stuff with that as well, and a lot of support from my parents. And then around the age of 12, my dad handed me a couple of dumbbells and showed me a bicep curl and what we call a lateral raise, and from there I was hooked. That was me. I'd daily out there, and once they sort of saw I was pretty keen, I was pretty lucky, then they came home one day with a bench press machine, and that was me. I was out there daily. I kind of just figured out a lot of it myself, because my dad didn't know too much.
Yep.
He was kind of just there watching me.
Yeah.
Maybe give me a spot now and again, to help me with the weight if it was a little bit too heavy or something. But again, I just figured it out on my own. It just felt supernatural to me, and that's why I think I loved it so much. And then once I was 16, we were allowed to sign up to the local gym in Fielding, Evolve Fitness, and I was away every day after school with all my mates and stuff. They were all into it as well. Yeah. We were down there for 2-3 hours quite easily.
So this is college age.
Yes.
Yeah.
So leading in between that time of 12 to then, I was either just training at home or at friends' house who had bench presses and stuff as well. And we just loved it. We were putting all that teenage energy into stuff that was, that. So it was cool, and it was fun, and it was a good time, and I think it's just that's what really kick-started me into this whole world of fitness, and then I guess leading me into personal training and stuff as well, and wanting to help people and teach people and bring people up to their best level or best selves. So
in those early years, Jake, where did you get your technical information? Because I would imagine, or did you get any, or did you just sort of?
And I always. Anyone who looked the part or did something, I'd always go up and ask them questions or anything. I was pretty straight up with that. If they had good arms or something like that, or they were lifting a good weight, or, you know, if I wasn't sure, I was any little gold nugget I was always out to get. And I would ask people that had been training all their life, or other personal trainers that were, you know, had finished their study or degree. So it was all kinds of, from experience, from academic sort of answers that I was getting, and I just mashed it all together, took what worked. And
And I suppose you mentioned the group of you that were in fielding there, college age boys. I suppose you picked each other's brains too, and encouraged each other.
And also, I guess, pushed each other as well. Like, it was a lot of camaraderie and you know, picking each other up and I guess pushing yourself to them. And when you kind of go into those points as well, you learn about yourself.
Yeah.
You learn what you're capable of, and you help someone else learn what they're capable of, which is a cool feeling on its own as well.
Yeah. So. And were there any other, I'll use the term sports, but were there any other physical activities at that point through your college years? Or? Yeah,
there definitely was. There was rugby league, and even kind of just before that, like, there was always athletics.
Yes.
Always any event in that, I would always, short distance, long distance, throwing, anything. And
have a go at the lot.
Yeah, and I don't know, my intention was, I guess, I just used to just do my best, whether I won or didn't. I was just, it was just fun.
Yeah.
It was just fun to move. You know what? You know what was this podcast is about? It's that movement.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't imagine not. You know. Yeah. So, there was definitely a range of different things, and I always had good people around me as well, and also like friends that had. Some interesting fathers and stuff in their life that were sort of amongst that martial arts.
Yes.
And so we were always learning stuff off them, and they were teaching us stuff to us. Yeah. And so that was, you know, just constant stuff, especially learning more of what the body is capable and, and actually understanding how your body moves and how it feels. And I think that's definitely helped me now, especially with teaching people, giving the right cues and giving the right technique tweaks and stuff, and helping them understand it so that they're actually walking away feeling confident and comfortable doing exercises.
Yeah, cool. So if there are college age people listening to this now, male or female, what sort of, you know, I'll use the term advice, but that's not really what I mean. You know, what sort of encouragement would you give them if they were thinking about, you know, joining a gym, or, you know, most colleges have some kind of a workout room these days or whatever. What would you suggest if someone, say they're a chess champion and have never done a push-up in their life, what would you say to them?
Well, if they have to really want to do it as well, right? Like, like if they want to start an exercise regimen that, you know, then they understand, okay, I need to do something for my body.
Yes.
I mean, that's a simple place to start, you know, and there's it's just starting, like whether it's starting off by doing 5 press-ups a day and 5 squats a day and then just starting small and slowly building it, small increments at a time.
Yeah.
And once they're really quite into it, it would be asking a professional, like looking at getting a program to follow or something, especially if they've noticed, I'm getting a bit stronger here. Yeah. I'm a bit bored of these 2 exercises, because that's where it can start. Just 2 exercises, 1 exercise, something small, something simple, but just doing it consistently. And then when they're at a point, it's definitely time to either change the training up or change the kind of style up or find something they're actually interested in, whether it's like they might decide they want to run a marathon. So it's okay, what steps do they take? And if they want to do their best, maybe they look at getting a coach or a training program to just actually follow along.
Yeah. Because there's so much choice these days, isn't there, Jake? You know, back in the old fella here's day, you know, it was in the winter it was rugby and in summer tennis or cricket, but that was about it, you know, or a bit of athletics in between. But that was always for the gifted children, athletics. But now, whew.
I love the idea now of especially the gym scene and industry so big now that people can have something for themselves. If they don't want to play a sport or because other people are doing that, they can just train and make themselves stronger and fitter and faster for themselves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, each month, if you keep it consistent, is a win or a victory because you're seeing changes and you're feeling better and you know, parts of your life are feeling better.
Yeah.
And that's for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, it's cool, like the sports industry and all that stuff, that people can still go and play sports as a team or an individual or something, but it's nice to know there is more opportunities for individuals, especially kids coming up as well that aren't super keen on joining a big team of people or something, and they just want to do something for themselves.
Yeah.
Starting at a gym or starting in your own little exercise routine at home is a really good place to start.
Yeah.
Because then it's... you're giving power to yourself too, you know, confidence brilliant. To yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So we're touching on that, you know. You know, everybody can move something.
Yeah.
You know, and movement creates energy. So you're at college, and what happened? So you're at college, and the whole team sport thing. How did you find that?
Yeah, good.
Because you're obviously a bit of a really strong individual, mentally and physically, so but the whole you know, team thing, how did you find that?
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fun. I mean I get into it, especially when you're around a good group of people, you know, that do pick you up and you know, bring everyone up to the same level. But I didn't love it that much. It's sort of the weight training or the much lower arms, like it was, I don't know, there was just something about, if anything was happening, like I wasn't being consistent for a couple of weeks or you know, it's sort of, you know, it was on me. So it was my fault. I had to make that choice to go, all right, come on, get the discipline back on track, or you know, I've sort of slipped there. I liked that challenge, and I think that keeps me quite motivated. Because I'm constantly trying to chase that constant discipline or something.
Cool.
So I guess that's probably why the team sports wasn't as attractive to me.
Yeah.
It's sort of just following my own path, I suppose.
Yeah. Cool.
But then again, I do like picking people up.
Yeah.
I do like bringing people up to my level or bringing up to their, you know, their best self or, you know.
You're partnering up as opposed to, you could use the term teaming up.
But I feel like I'm not very competitive.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like I love a challenge and I love, you know, but it's not something I'm always thinking about, like competitive or competing against. But
the message I'm getting listening to you is that you are you do have a real strong sense of wanting to be the best that you can be.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's you're competing with yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
And I think now, like especially having little ones looking up to me now, trying to be a good role model for them, and also, you know, like whether they don't want to do weight training or they don't want to do, like, that's fine. It's just still showing them that you got to be your best self, so and do what you want to do and enjoy doing it and keep doing it, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I think that's a big motivator as well.
Yeah, cool. So here you are, you've left college and you've got some decisions to make about how am I going to earn a living or how am I going to navigate my way through this thing? So
I've worked all sorts of different jobs, mostly labouring jobs, like probably more actually than personal training.
Yeah.
And the people you'd help at those jobs and stuff that would ask you questions and stuff. But no matter what I was doing, whether it was at the freezing works or building or whatever labouring job, I still kept my training. It was straight after work, straight to the gym.
Yeah.
Or whatever I was going, it was no hesitation. It was straight there.
Yep.
Had to happen.
Yeah, brilliant.
Had to happen before I could go home and sit on the couch or sit down and do what I do to wind down, whether it's, you know, watch some telly or whatever, but I had to do that first.
Yeah.
And however long that took, it had to be done.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah. So the boys, the guys, the males at your age at that point around you, were they doing the same thing? Yep. Or was it? Yeah, cool.
We all sort of were sort of making that work and probably working at similar jobs and stuff like that. Yeah. And we just. And then it might not have been as easy to all be at the same place at the same time like we used to, but that's what happens, right? Yeah. But sometimes you pick up new people along the way that actually wanted to start that journey or build themselves up or make themselves a bit stronger.
Yeah.
So there was lots of that as well. Yeah. It wasn't just the same
same sort group of
people that I hung out with, which we still caught up from time to time and trained together and stuff like that, which was awesome. But yeah, new people would join the show for a while and then go off in their own path after that. Yeah, but it was fun to pick them up.
Yeah.
Then during that time after school, I was sort of doing a little bit of competitive bodybuilding.
Yes.
Because I got deered into it.
Yes.
By a friend of mine who didn't actually end up doing it as well.
Who needs friends like that? Yeah.
It was good. It was a good challenge because it really... It opened my world up to how food and stuff affects the body, you know, because you're at a point and then you are cutting down to an extreme condition, which it didn't feel healthy at some point.
Yeah.
But so that really challenged my mental sort of way of thinking about food and everything as well, you know, that sort of discipline in a totally different way.
Yeah.
And that was a good challenge as well. Again, I just loved the process leading up to it. The actual day of the competing wasn't a big interest to me.
Yeah.
But I still gave it my best, as you do. Yep. You know? And I had lots of support doing that as well, which was cool constantly. Yeah. Parents and friends and partners and stuff, so that was really cool.
So it's very, very important. Do you think, you know, you're mentioning your family or friends and supporters, do you think your example and your efforts spun off to them in any way? Did any of them sort of go, oh, I might try going for a walk tomorrow? Or,
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I hope so.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly any situations like that, but I mean,
I'm fascinated by that whole thing. You know, read a lot about culture and whakapapa and all types of things and to do with, you know, community and tribes, you know, as a fancy word these days, you know, or groups, whatever you want to call them. And seems to me that that's a purpose of this podcast is to get people thinking about health, you know. So I'm just fascinated by the example that those of us that exercise regularly, you know, may set for our people and friends and family, you know. So here you are, you've started working. Now, what led to the personal training / thing and your journey there?
Well, off top a little bit, I've always struggled with what I wanted to do after school and then all I knew to do is I just liked to train and work out, really.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of worked at multiple different places and sort of jumped between trying different things out.
Yeah.
And then I just started studying. I was like, oh, well, bugger it, I'll just go and learn about it for myself, not even to be a personal trainer. It actually wasn't on my radar at all.
Yeah.
I just wanted to learn
knowledge,
you know. And so that's what I did. I went to UCOL. I did a certificate first, and then I enjoyed that so much. And I was sort of, I met new familiar, not familiar, like, similar mindset people there and sort of got along there, so meeting all new people in my life. So I continued to do the degree. So I did 4 years there.
Brilliant.
Which was hard.
Yeah.
I struggle with book work in that. Yeah. So that was always a big challenge to me. Mm. Anything physical or face-to-face, fine. But physical stuff definitely took a lot longer. But I got through it, so that was a good achievement. I graduated and stuff.
Absolutely.
And then, I did work not in the industry. I did for a little bit straight away. Didn't quite meet my expectations, but still learned a lot. Yes. That's what you do. You learn a lot. So I moved and went back to sort of labouring work, And then I thought, no, I need to do something with it, because I was helping more people, even if it was at the working at yep. the lumber mill or anything. There were still people constantly asking me, wanting to train, or yep. how do they change this in their life? So yep. I was getting questions and stuff, and I thought, well, and sometimes when I would explain to people, it was almost like it was, I don't know where it would come from sometimes. Yep. It was, yep. yeah, it was, and I was like, oh, well, I better do something with this. So, yep. yeah, and then yep. I got an opportunity to start working at Strength Nation,
yeah.
and yeah, I just, it was a place for me to start helping people,
yeah.
and
yeah.
and hopefully changing some lives for people.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
yeah.
And how long have you been there, Jake?
I've been there for 2 years now.
Yeah, okay, cool.
About over 2 years yep. actually, and it's just the funnest place I've ever worked.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
a place where you can really just let everything be yep. yourself, and you know, help people at the
yeah.
what you do.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, that's definitely what I think deep down probably drew me to being a trainer, like mm. being a trainer, just yeah. that ability to sort of help people and give people advice, and yeah. just those teaching cues and making sure they're doing it properly and moving their muscle, not just the
yeah.
weights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by, because I'm in my 70s, I've observed a lot in life, and you know, given my own experiences, it almost seems to work against itself, and it's this thing called seasonal sport.
Mm.
So, you know, if you take a 18 to 25-year-old male, he might be out there and he might be right into rugby in the rugby season, and that's great while he's 18 to 25, but when he's 30,
mm.
His only exercise, and he may train hard for it, you know, he may run and do all sorts of things and may be really competitive, but for the other 6 months of the year, if he's not at the top level mm. and training all the time, he does nothing. He goes, mm. well, it's out of set. You know, guys say, oh, yeah, well, I'm just resting,
mm.
and suddenly that... you know, 5 kgs that they lost in the rugby season, and they got a bit trim and got a bit of muscle mm. and felt good about themselves, suddenly it comes back on.
Yeah.
And it's that yo-yo thing. So, you know, what sort of advice would you offer to those guys? And beyond 30, you know, yeah. because, you know.
I mean, a body adapts to whatever situation it's in,
yeah.
whether it's sitting on the couch eating chips all the time or, yeah. you know, yeah. working out. Like, yeah. it will adapt to whatever you're doing. So yeah. if you were really consistent for 6 months,
yeah.
and all of a sudden you've stopped and you're resting, your body goes, oh, well, I don't need this muscle.
Yeah.
I don't need this. I don't need yeah. my lungs to be this fit yeah. or, you know, whatever. Without going into so much detail, it doesn't need to hold on to this stuff.
Yeah.
A body, just because you get to a certain point or you can lift a certain weight, doesn't mean your body's going to hold that for the rest yeah. of your life, especially if you stop the training altogether.
Yeah.
That's where I think it's just, that's where the gym or anything's really good yeah. because you can consistently follow a program. Yes, you yeah. might return to a little bit of footy in the yeah. winter season.
Yes.
But then it's switching that mindset to going, okay, I'm not just going to rest for 6 months. I'm yeah. going to focus on
yeah.
other areas yeah. of my body and
yeah.
strengthen it up so I minimise injuries during yes. rugby season or yes. just in general longevity,
yeah.
future-proofing that. I think it's, yeah, I think it's just making sure that people understand that your body will adjust to whatever it's sitting in all the time, yeah. like whatever situation you're putting it in.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to keep moving.
Yeah, it's that old psychology you know, nature abhors a vacuum,
mm.
you yeah. know, so if you don't do something.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, that
yeah.
classic one I always heard, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
That's one of the adage, most truest one yeah. is.
Yeah.
And it's just like, as we continue to age, yeah. like we just yeah. can't stop even yeah. after you retire.
Yeah.
I'm always on my dad's case.
Yeah.
hey,
yeah.
yes, you're retired yeah. now, but yeah. he's made changes. He's good. Actually
yeah.
doing some weightlifting at yeah. home now.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And that's a big one for him. Like yeah. he's never done any yeah. of that. Yeah. And yeah. I praise him so yeah. much for that yeah. and help him. Any questions he asks me, I'll be yeah. there to answer yeah. it straight away.
Yeah.
Because I know that he's doing something to keep moving.
Yeah.
because you just see it all too often when people just stop doing anything. That's when they seize up. That's when they get tight. That's when they put on weight. They lose muscle, so their metabolism crashes. Yeah. And it's just and then it's like, and that might go on for 5 to 10 years of their life. All of a sudden they realise...
Longer in most cases.
I should be doing some exercise.
Yeah. Suddenly they're 50 and high blood pressure and overweight, visceral fat, and they're gone. As one of my mates said to me, that he felt that the worst thing he'd ever done, aside from, not listen to me bashing in his ear about continuing to exercise, was put himself in a situation where he had to take medication. Because once you're on it, he said to me, once I start taking these things out, I'm gone. And I can remember thinking, wow, that's tough. Yeah.
And unfortunately, as humans, we're quite wired to take that easier route.
Yeah.
Whether it's like a choice or not, it's like naturally it wants to do the easy thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If a pill can fix it.
Yeah.
Or subside the problem or mask the problem.
Yeah.
Then I think, unfortunately, in most cases, people are going to take that rather than starting an exercise regimen. Yeah. You know?
We're probably getting a bit deep. I'm all for it. What we're trying to do, Jake, is just make particularly males, particularly those between sort of 30 and 50, make them go, I should do something. I should listen to these guys because something's, like I said, everybody can move something and, movement creates energy. So we're looking at winding down our half an hour and you've been doing great. So let's get to some really, really tough questions, if you like. So what advice would you give your younger self, given that you did so many things right in terms of looking after your health? What advice would you give 18-year-old Jake looking back now?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is I would probably return to martial arts. I definitely, as a personal thing, I think that's a part of my life that is missed.
Yes.
So that's something I would definitely say to that Jake. I don't know, I'd be probably just learn more earlier, I suppose. Because, a lot of things I get to teach a lot of younger guys now and stuff that I didn't know then.
Yeah.
You know, they can skip a lot of the figuring out questions, which I just sort of...
Because you've got the answers.
That's life and experience, right? I think just learn more, keep asking more questions to people that know more than you.
Yes.
You know, because, you never know everything.
Absolutely. So, and given that you have a busy life now, any strategies for how you continue to fit? I mean, I know you're a personal trainer, so you're at the gym. Right? Yeah. But even so, you must fit in your own time to train and do stuff like that.
It's funny, you sort of, at this point, so involved with the gym and doing so much at the gym, finding workout time is actually quite a challenge sometimes, especially with kids at home and your own kind of stuff. It's hard it's not as easy as it was when it was 18. But you just have to, even if it's a short 20 minute one. Sometimes I'm lucky and I get an hour and a half. That's great. And then just fitting in that time, it's almost like a lifestyle. Like yesterday I was at home, I didn't want to leave my son by himself. He was dealing with a cough all day, and I thought, well, I just spent the time hanging out with him and I just focused on stretching because I was tight. Right. We're inside by the fire and warm. Well, instead of just sitting on the couch, I'm going to get down on the ground, and I was following some videos because I just felt like learning some new stretches, and I spent an hour and a half on the ground. Brilliant. I was at home anyway. It's just fitting it in when you can, and when you sort of realise, I'm sitting here anyway.
Yeah,
I could sit here and do a plank, or sit here and do something. It sounds funny when you say it, but if there's time, you can do something. You don't need exercise equipment.
Yeah. Cool. So 30 seconds.
Mm.
Bring it home, Jake. What does 50-year-old Jake look like? How's his health? What sort of condition is he in?
Well, I hope he's maintaining a lot of strength, and I hope he's keeping body fat well off, and he's still able to move in the way he wants to move, keeping up with kids and stuff like that. I want him to still be able to bend down and put his hands flat on the ground, and you know, like it's just maintaining all those aspects of fitness that I try and do now.
Yeah.
Throughout there.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Hey, thanks, Jake. Really enjoyed having you on the show. I hope the folks listening have. It's time for us to wrap it up. Remember, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Energize yourself. Coming to you courtesy of Arrow FM 92.7.